Hey, everybody. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to Pep Talk, the podcast that gives you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us God, where we take all these interesting and sometimes crazy health and wellness conversations and we make them make sense. We make it digestible, understandable, and we do everything we can to give you the map, the keys, and the car so you can drive yourself and your family to the health that you deserve. Hey guys, I'm your host, Dr. Eric Napudi, 20 plus year physician, functional medicine, functional neurology, helping people get to the root cause of their problems. And I know that doctor is Latin for teacher. And today I want to teach you, I want to reach you and hopefully educate and inspire you to start thinking outside the box a little bit. Today's conversation could not be any more pertinent than what we're seeing in the political global world today when it comes to health and wellness. I want to have a conversation with you, which today is just the tip of the iceberg of the problem that truly exists. But I want to unmask 25 years of misinformation from big pharma and health agencies. And there's a lot of things that I won't be able to get into today because of censorship reasons, because the truth is seriously suppressed, because they don't want you to know that the crimes against humanity and the medical tyranny that truly has been put all over men, women, and children, not just here in America, but globally. And it's absolutely disgusting. And I'm just so grateful and thankful to be part of the solution, not just helping shine the light on the problem, but to be able to give people solutions of what they can do to help take their own life and their health back into their hands. So let's get into this. You know, in recent years, the influence of, man, major pharmaceutical companies and the health regulatory boards and big pharma and the FDA and big medicine and big food, I mean, has profoundly shaped policies and really perceptions. And you guys know as well as I do that perception creates reality. But even as RFK Jr. has now positioned himself to be a true force to be reckoned with in the health policy landscape, there's renewed scrutiny that's out there on big pharma and the health agencies. And his stance and my stance and the stance of most common sense individuals out there is good. We should be able to have these common sense conversations publicly so that we can express our God-given free will to do what we want, when we want, with who we want, with our own health and wellness. Listen, as a human being, I should be able to do what I want with my own body when it comes to health and wellness. As a father and a parent, I should be able to educate my children and give them the choices of how to eat, how to sleep, how to exercise, how to live life from a health and wellness standpoint. And as a practicing licensed physician who specializes in functional medicine and functional neurology, I damn well should be able to talk to my patients and to be on public platforms to educate people on the truth about their health and what they can and should and shouldn't do. At least give them the option to choose that. Wouldn't you agree? However, because of big pharma, big medicine, greed, corruption, and pure evil in the world, we don't have those choices. Listen, I'm a prime example of that. During the pandemic, my practices saw over 11,000 patients that were positive for COVID-19. And yeah, by the way, I'm saying words that other podcasters use. They don't use these words. They use phrases like they say jibby jab instead of a vaccine. They say sayings like the word that cannot be named instead of saying the damn word called COVID. I mean, how stupid do you think we are? And how weak as a society are we to think that that's okay? We should have the freedom of speech that's granted us by our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And anybody that thinks it's okay to take that away should be, well, in my opinion, punished for that, whether that's, you know, locked up and thrown away the key, or there's some type of public, I don't know, public work done to these individuals. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm getting too fired up. But you know what? Ignorance is what's killed people. Without knowledge, our people will perish. It says that in a very well-published book that most people have access to. So I'm going to talk about 20 to 25 significant instances where big pharma and health agencies misled the public. And I want to truly cast a light on the problems and why we really shouldn't be trusting the system that's failed us. By the way, please don't let this fact slip away from you. The number one leading cause of death in America, according to Google, is heart disease. Some 750,000 Americans die per year from heart disease. The number two leading cause of death in America is cancer. Some 600,000 to 650,000 Americans die per year from cancer. The third leading cause of death in America is called iatrogenic death. It's death from properly prescribed medications, from hospital and doctors' failures, from medicine. The third leading cause of death is the supposed system that we call healthcare that's neither healthy nor care. Only reason why I would go see an allopathic doctor is if I had some type of serious critical emergency that I needed immediate emergency help with now. Other than that, I'm not going to see anyone other than functional medicine, functional neuro, or functional holistic practitioners that are going to teach me how to think well, breathe well, sleep well, eat well, supplement well, so I can be well. You've been lied to. The great and powerful Wizard of Oz behind the curtain has propagandized and convinced you that there's only one way to do things. And by the way, that's the third leading cause of death in America. Think about that for a minute. So let's go down the crazy road that the government agencies have told us was good. Anybody remember Big Tobacco? Smoking and tobacco safety claims. For decades, Philip Morris and other big companies in the tobacco industry have minimized the risk of smoking. It wasn't until the 1960s that substantial action was taken to educate people on the links of smoking to cancer, heart disease, and early death. In fact, doctors, the American Medical Association, used to be paid to promote the use of certain cigarettes. Doctors were pimping out things that can kill you, such as cigarettes, just like they do certain medications today. And most of them are too ignorant to know that they're doing that. They just drink the Kool-Aid and they're just so bought up and brought up in a system that they think can't fail. And well, boy, are they wrong. Third leading cause of death in America. Number two. The benefits of smoking. Early advertisements promoted that smoking is a stress reliever, and it was endorsed by celebrities and doctors. Doctors promoted Camel cigarettes. They were smoking in the doctor's lounge area. They were smoking in the surgical rooms. Oh my gosh, these people are dumb. Even though companies had, you know, internal data showing that smoking was bad. By the way, nicotine is not bad. Nicotine is not addictive. By the way, you can overdo nicotine just like you can overdo caffeine, just like you can overdo water. You drink too much water, you flush out your body. You do too much water, you drown. Nicotine's very safe and effective, but it's all the other crap that they put in the cigarettes that's a problem. Same thing with the vaping. It's an issue. What about number three, cholesterol medications as a universal solution? One of the biggest lies of BS you could possibly be told. Go out and read the book, The Cholesterol Myth. Go out and look at the recent studies that shows that taking a statin only lowers the risk of a heart attack by 2%. And the only reason why doctors put you on that is because they don't know what the hell else to do for you. They don't know that cholesterol, that the vast majority of cholesterol in your system is made by your liver. It's a protective mechanism because of toxicities and deficiencies somewhere else in your system. But these people are so damn stupid and they're so proud and so ignorant to try to get knowledge to help their patients because they're doctors. Well, guess what? You're the third leading cause of death in America. Why the hell are people listening to you? It's crazy. Not to mention the side effects of cholesterol medications and the fact that if you're on a statin drug, good luck ever reversing any type of neurodegenerative disease like dementia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, you know, senior citizen brain, foggy thinking or whatever. Man, what about number four? An aspirin a day will keep the doctor away. Here's one thing it will do. I guarantee you that any type of aspirin you take is going to cause permeability and some type of bleeding in the GI tract. Pharmaceutical companies promoted daily aspirin to prevent heart attacks for individuals, even without heart disease. And recent studies have shown that a daily aspirin does not have the benefits of reducing heart conditions as individuals thought. If you want to take something to keep the platelet levels down or to keep something from your red blood cells sticking together in your system, You don't need to take aspirin. Why don't you take white willow bark, which is the original formula of aspirin, and there's no side effects of that? Why don't you take a multi-digestive enzyme on an empty stomach that has the same positive results that doesn't have any of the side effects? By the way, too much aspirin and Tylenol can cause ringing in the ears, kidney dysfunction, and fatty liver disorder. What about number five? This is a big one, the opioid crisis. Purdue Pharma promoted OxyContin and similar opioids as a fast relief solution and told doctors, and these doctors just blindly, sheepishly, didn't even read the damn data. They just said, oh, well, the pharmaceutical rep who's making a ton of money off me selling my patients drugs and getting them addicted said, well, it's not addicted. In fact, they spoke to their doctor this way. Bah, me, bah. That's how a sheep speaks to another sheep. Holy crap. Stop listening to these guys. Opioid pandemic now is leading to fentanyl crisis and killing people. And it's not people living under a bridge embankment and homeless that the problem's with. It's soccer moms that live in suburbs. It's your doctors, your lawyers, your bankers, all the people you come in contact with every day. Your doctors are getting them addicted to these things. I was on the 2016 committee to help reduce opioids. You know what the number one thing we were able to educate doctors to do to stop prescribing opioids was just telling them to stop prescribe opioids. Okay, is what they said. They didn't know what the hell else to do. When the American Medical Association listed pain as a vital sign, listen, pain became a vital sign in the late 90s, early 2000s, just like height, weight, blood pressure, and pulse oxygen. 0 to 10, the pain scale is now a vital sign. If there's a problem wrong with a vital sign, now there's a legal justification to prescribe a drug for that problem. You see how this system is rigged against you, and the doctors just sheepishly went along with it. Of course, that goes back to Rockefeller, Carnegie, and the Flexner Report taking over big medicine back at the turn of the century. But, you know, why would you want to know your history? You're more likely to repeat it if you don't. Here's another one. What about Roundup Ready and glyphosate safety? Monsanto, which had to get bought out by Bayer because Monsanto had such negative brand equity for lying to people saying, Monsanto Roundup Ready, that's safe and effective. $3 billion class action lawsuit later, I beg to differ. 20 plus years ago, I was telling people in the news, you shouldn't do this. It's going to cause leaky gut. You shouldn't do this. These are carcinogens. You shouldn't do this. It's going to cause hormone disruptions. Well, guess what, Sherlock? We were right then and we're right now. It's so ridiculous. And the EPA and FDA have still not enacted significant restrictions on the public. You don't probably have a gluten intolerance. You have a glyphosate intolerance. And it's all over your food, leading to your children's neurological problems like ADD, ADHD, and so much more. What about number seven, GMO foods marketed as harmless? Did you know that there's corn and soybeans out right now that grows without water? What the heck is even that? How could you possibly think that something like that would be okay? Well, the FDA told me it's good. Well, every single drug that's been pulled off the market was approved by the FDA. Every single food that's illegal to be sold in any other country that was originally produced in America was approved by the FDA. There's a revolving door with Big Pharma and the FDA, and it's disgusting. They don't care about you. They care about the profits, and keeping you fat, sick, and nearly dead keeps their profits up. So genetically modified crops to reduce agricultural pests and improve yield increases has shown long-term human impacts in the hormones, the biodiversity of the gut, leading to autoimmune issues, toxic blood, and much, much more. What about Vioxx as a pain relief? Merck told us that Vioxx was safe and effective, even though it caused heart attacks and strokes. How'd that work out for people? Literally killed thousands of people. Nobody went to jail over that, by the way. What about fluoride in drinking water? We should not have fluoride in drinking water. Well, the studies show that it's good for your teeth. Cool. You're going to have a bright, beautiful, pretty smile, but your IQ is going to be in the tanker. You have a higher risk for cancer. You have a higher risk for hormone imbalances, which increases female cancers like ovarian, uterine, and breast cancers. Your kids are going to be dumb. You're going to be dumb. Your gut permeability is going to increase, but man, your smile is going to be okay. You're probably still going to have to go buy veneers in the future. Man, I'm just so blown away how the CDC continues to support fluoridization. Not for much longer, though. What are they going to do when people actually improve their IQs? What are they going to do when there's more people that are really awake to what's happening? They are FUBAR'd, and you can look up that medical definition of FUBAR whenever you get a chance. What about number 10? Hormone replacement therapy is a problem. I remember years ago, Oprah Winfrey and Barbara Walters, don't take hormone therapy. It's going to cause breast cancer and et cetera. BS, the latest research and data shows that if you are menopausal, perimenopausal, you have low testosterone as a man, you're losing life expectancy and quality of life if you're not taking natural bioidentical hormones. You've been lied to, people. What about mercury in vaccines and in medications? Yeah, guess what? That's also not healthy. You ever heard the phrase mad as a hatter? You know where that phrase comes from? Hatters, these are people that used to tan and make hats out of beaver pelt and et cetera, used mercury to tan the hides. Guess what the mercury did? Made them go crazy. Anybody know what the number one profession that has increased in suicide and manic depressive and bipolar? Dentistry. Dentistry, especially when they use mercury. Antidepressants. They told us that SSRI medications were essential, and mild, even with mild depressions, even with pre-depression, you should take it. All those studies are showing limited effectiveness, and the long-term prescription of SSRIs are leading to bipolar, manic depressive, homicidal, and suicidal tendencies. This is ridiculous when the data is clearly shown that by changing your lifestyle, diet, and nutrition, you can have an 86% improvement of the root cause of the problem in the first place. What about diet pills? What about diet pills like Fen-Phen and other medications that the FDA said, no problem? That's not a good thing. What about some of the the prescription uses now of things like Ozempic, overprescribing of semaglutides? Yes, in moderation and with the right supervision, semaglutide is amazing. Tirzepatide is awesome. There's a lot of peptides on the market that are so good. But Ozempic, because of the overprescription of it, is causing blindness, cancers, all kinds of irreversible damage because, you know, people want to lose weight. It's just disgusting. What about vaccines being safe and effective? Did you just see recently Japan has had a national recall? I'm going to get fact checked on this, so go and look it up. It's actually Associated Press just released this. Some of the most important researchers, most well-respected researchers in Japan have now asked for a mass reduction of the recent vaccinations that are going through. And by the way, what about the fact that 1.28 million children now have some type of negative side effect, according to the American Medical Association, from the COVID shots? Don't get me started. Don't try to fact check on political bias. Those of you that fact check on political bias, you're so done, it's not even funny. And it's just a matter of time if you're not already done anyway. People don't trust you. You're a liar. You're an idiot. You're a despicable person. And I pray that you ask for forgiveness and repentance. I forgive you, but I'll never forget what you did. What about, we already talked a little bit about statins, but statins, regardless of if you have high cholesterol or not, most doctors' wellness plan is to put you on metformin, which is a blood sugar medication, to put you on some type of high blood pressure medication and some type of cholesterol drug. Why? Why? That's completely dumb. I'm just, oh God, stop seeing these doctors. What about using antibacterial products like hand sanitizer? Hand sanitizers are microbial disruptors. They're going to cause leaky gut. Hand sanitizers are also hormone disruptors, and they're also carcinogens, okay? We were lied to about the fact that SSRIs are not addictive. They clearly are. We were lied to about plastics and PBAs, these bisphenol A's in plastics. We were considered safe despite evidence that shows that it disrupts hormones. And now recent data shows that 80% of individuals that get their blood done have plastic, microplastics in their system. You need to detoxify and learn how to do that. What about Alzheimer's drugs? There was just a recent drug that came out that gave false hope that was approved by the FDA, and the FTC allowed doctors and pharmaceutical industries to falsely advertise the efficacy of the $20,000 to $30,000 a year out-of-pocket Alzheimer's drug that didn't work. What about insulin price hikes justified by R&D? Like, this is ridiculous. You have to pay $1,200 per month for insulin when you can use berberine, intermittent fastings, semaglutide, and other things to help with this. What about when they told us Ritalin was safe and effective for children? Pharmaceutical companies have promoted Ritalin, and they've downplayed the side effects of it. Not good. There are so many things that can be done. How about you fix the gut and fix the vagus nerve? What about when they said sugar's okay? What about sugar safe and effective? The average American has 150 pounds of sugar per year in their lifestyle. What about antibiotics? What about an antibiotic for everything? Did you know the current research in the American Pediatric Journal says if a child has an ear infection, you should watch and wait for 7 to 14 days. Give them things like oregano oil. Give them things like probiotics. Cut the sugar out of their system. Give them extra protein in their diet. Use herbals and homeopathics. Don't prescribe an antibiotic. But what do doctors do? They prescribe an antibiotic right out of the gate because the doctors will say, well, they're going to go to another doctor and get it if I don't. Are you kidding me? And you're not being sued for practicing? Like, this should be malpractice. Not to mention that one antibiotic can destroy the gut bacteria for 12 to 18 months, which can lead to leaky gut and lots of other problems. What about the safety of talcum powder? You remember Johnson & Johnson promoted talcum powder, baby powder, as safe and effective, and now it's causing mesothelioma and cancer. There's multiple class action lawsuits out there. What about Tamiflu for flu prevention? Tamiflu was marketed as an essential flu prevention measure, and now we're finding that it has problems like can cause nausea and neuropsychiatric events. What about the fact that we were lied to about the freaking food pyramid and so much more? I mean, I could go on and on and on, but there's a new era of accountability that is happening. There's a new era. People have, the message has been gotten out by podcasts like this and practitioners like me that are private practicing doctors that are not beholden to the corporate practice of medicine, that are not beholden to the regulatory boards that are saying, well, if you don't use insurance the way we want, you can't practice. We're all about helping people get the truth and look at the ripple effect. You know, you're getting this data and information, and now there's policy changing happening because of it. We're going to be a happier, healthier society globally because of awareness. We're going to get people healthy again. And I'm excited about the release of being able to utilize peptides and nutraceuticals and helping get to the root cause of problems. That's what people should be doing. That's true healthcare. That's what Pep Talk is all about. That's what all my products and protocols and projects we're doing is all about, is giving people the opportunity. I don't care what you do with that opportunity, but I want to certainly give you the opportunity to live life and live it more abundantly. So folks, I know this is a lot of info. Go back, rewatch this, share this with your friends and family. Go on our website. That's peptalk.world, peptalk.world. Like, subscribe, share on all the social media platforms, everything that we're doing, because the truth will set you free. But you've got to be the one that's the catalyst in your world to look for the truth and implement that truth in your life. My job is to give you the map, the keys in the car. Your job is to drive it. Folks, until we meet again, I'm Dr. Eric Napudi. God bless you. God bless America, and God bless the world. Stay smart out there, and I'll see you next time. Be well.